British jazz rocker, producer, and multi-instrumentalist Imogene Thackeray is getting ready to support Kumasi Washington on his UK and European tour dates for his Fearless Movement tour. In addition, fans are eagerly anticipating her second studio album, Weirdo, and as a sneak peek of what promises to be a great release, it's Maybe Nowhere on the mainstream. I'm Brett Maybe, nowhere, but of course here on the Allegheny territory of the Seneca Nation, broadcasting as I do 7 days a week, 3 hours a day, seeking out the all-time greatest music as we collectively set out to redefine what a mainstream musical scene can look and sound like. Before our time together is up, one from Crow guitarist Carrie Morin. We'll also hear from an up-and-rising country superstar, Tyler Childers, in just a few. Later on is one from Tame Impala, Anishinaabe singer-songwriter Leanne Badassamis, S.A. Simpson, and one from The Head and the Heart. The first of two new songs to get into the rotation is from Duran Jones and The Indications. They put out their latest single, Been So Long, on March 19th, and it's a part of their upcoming album, Flowers, which is looking like it'll come out at the end of June. Reflecting themes of reunion and camaraderie, enjoy their signature soul sound today on the mainstream.
I will wait for you till the sun turns into ashes and bows down to the moon. I will wait for you. It's a long, hard war, oh, but I can grin and bear it, 'cause I know what the hell I'm fighting for, and I will wait for you. We were never made to run forever. We were just meant to go long enough to find what we were chasing. I will stand my ground. I'm a bad man looking for takers. You're the finest thing around, so I will stand my ground. 'Cause it's cold out there, and you know some men search for ages for the love that I have found, so I will stand my ground. I will work for you till my hands are tired and bleeding. I know what it is from us I'm needing. I will work for you like a team of mules pulling hell off from its hinges. It's a love that I'll keep tending. I will work for you.
Guys, this is Shawnee Kiss from Edmonton, Alberta, from the Grand River Six Nations. I am Mohawk, and you are listening to Native Voice One.
Jump off, had a bucket full of thoughts. First jump off, held that bucket in my hand. Aunties that would take me all around the world, stood and watched the smoke behind the mountain curl. Took a long time, get back on that train. Now I'm gone, never look back again. I'm gone, never look back at all. Yes, I'm gone, never look back again. Turn my face to the howling wind. Took a long time to get back on that train. Flashing by, see me standing at the station in the rain. See me running there beside the car, left it all behind again. I'll travel far, took a long time to get back on that train. Jump on, had a bucket full of thoughts. I first jump off, held the bucket in my hand. Ideas that would take me all around the world, and stood and watched the smoke behind the mountain curl. Took a long time to get back on that train. Took a long time to get back on that train. Took a long time to get back on that train.
From Crow guitarist Kerry Morin's most excellent Cradle to the Grave going back to 2017, it's Back on the Train on the Mainstream. We also heard Tyler Childers' In Your Love from his critically acclaimed and award-winning Rusting in the Rain, and it was Duran Jones' The Indications and Aaron Frazier with Been So Long that we got into the rotation. I'm Brett Mabee, and before going any further, Nyawe scan out to our friends listening in Eagle Nest, New Mexico, tuned in to K213ET FM 90.5 under the KUNM umbrella. It's good to have you here, friends, and don't forget there are a lot of means to take me with you wherever you go. So if you have to step away from listening on the AM/FM, check things out digitally at mainstreamradio.net or pick up the free Live 365 app available for both Android and Apple users that you can use to listen to the Mainstream every Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to noon and 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Standard Time. Once again, more information can be found at mainstreamradio.net. One from Frank Moody in this block. Looking ahead, Cherokee singer-songwriter Ken Pomeroy. And as we fastly approach the end of the first half, it's going to be Anishinaabe singer-songwriter, scholar, and author Leanne Badassamasay Simpson. I'm eagerly awaiting her newest book, Theory of Water, which explores the significance of water in indigenous communities, weaving together storytelling, environmental themes, and cultural insights. In fact, it emphasizes the importance of renewal and cycles in Anishinaabe traditions, something that I'm sure a lot of indigenous traditions can certainly relate to. From her 2021 Theory of Ice, it's OK and Dites. I'll be back with you as we get into the second half today on the Mainstream.
My skin's departing bone. this is Lee Baber from the Rabbit Council, and you're listening to The Mainstream with Brett Mabee.
There's a mirror on the side of the wall, and it's looking back at me, whispering all the things that it can see about the two of us. There's a small little table, and it's sitting in the hall, but he never gets used, so we help to console just the two of us. The reflection of you keeps me from stressing about this scary big world, how depressing it is. And to look across this hall and to see you on that wall, so comforting. There's a little tiny ball with a pattern of pearl, trying to find their way in the scary big world without the two of us. And the lights begin to flicker, and the house begins to shake. I look over to you, and you slightly start to sway. Please don't break. Then I wake up, and I look across our hall. Try to see your face, I don't see any face at all. Where's the two of us? The reflection of you kept me from stressing about this scary big world and how depressing it is. To look across our hall and to see you on that wall, it was so comforting.
You're listening to The Mainstream, and I'm Brett Mabee. Hey, don't forget that I always want to hear from you. So give me a call at 1-888-362-9970. Use it for song recommendations or feedback. And of course, if your comments are family friendly, they might even make it to the air. Press 1 for The Mainstream. If you're an indigenous artist looking for a feature on Gyno, press 2. And for the Soy Kotwa Denotot, the night kind of radio, or the full moon radio, like I like to call it, press 3. We'll be having a lot of audio fun there, so stay tuned for more details. Once again, 1-888-362-9970. One from Jelly Ha Ha and Spelling in the last block. We'll also be enjoying a song from Cherokee singer Ken Pomeroy in this block. In the meantime, the Head and the Heart have exciting updates. Their newest and sixth studio album, Aperture, is set for a May 9th release. They will be embarking on a North American tour immediately upon the heels of that album release, with stops in places like Toronto, Atlanta, Nashville, and New York. From Aperture, enjoy After the Setting Sun, here on your new favorite show, The Mainstream.
When you least expect it, when you reach the end, there's a door that opens up after every setting sun. And when you step through it, nothing left to lose, leaving only memories of all the days you feel with love. I'm afraid I don't know how to say goodbye.
never be the same. Yellow sun is rising up for the last time, shining down on us. I'm afraid and I don't wanna say goodbye. Oh, but what comes after the setting sun? What if we are all we got? What if no one's there when you need someone?
Just to me. Of a lifetime, nothing ever stays the same. Running down this daisy chain, more it all slips away, the more you try to fight it.
Oh, but what comes after the setting sun? What if we?
Sometimes hearts disappear this away, and I know how it feels when it's taken. Ariano, you're listening to Native Voice 1.
2.
This feels like a Johnny Cash night. Drinking whiskey, it's got that dark bite. Songs rolling into town and winds blowing.
Very few people with a kinder heart than the amazing Cree singer Raven Reed. That's her A Johnny Cash Night, bringing my time with you to an end here on your new favorite show. We also heard Ken Pomeroy's Days Getting Darker from a 2025 Cruel Joke. And of course, it was The Head and the Heart with After the Setting Sun, a sneak peek of their upcoming sixth studio album, Aperture, that got us into the second half. Thank you for spending some time with me here today. Don't forget to tell your friends and family that The Mainstream is the hottest new show on the AM/FM airwaves. It's a great place where we're invited, nay dared, to reimagine what a mainstream musical soundscape can in fact sound like. Join me again sooner than later. Check your local listings for the next time you can dial it in on the AM/FM. And once again, to listen digitally, check things out at mainstreamradio.net. And one final note, I'm always looking for great new music, so don't ever hesitate to send me your professionally recorded original music to brett@mainstreamradio.net. In this final block is one from Spelling, a song that we recently got into the rotation, but the second new tune that's going to be gracing our earballs right now is from Esther Rose. It's the lead single from her upcoming album, Want. Blending elements of grunge and shoegaze and exploring themes of fear, accountability, and personal growth, enjoy New Bad. I'll be back with you soon. In the meantime, keep on keeping on with The Mainstream.
Just in. Yeah, Cass, this is Neon Natives from the Navajo Nation, and you're listening to Native Voice One.
Yeah. Native American Radio Network.